Late last year, scientists at the Royal Botanic Gardens in London made a discovery. They found a big green blob on a Google Earth image of Mozambique in southern Africa, so they went down to check it out. What they found was a pristine rainforest on Mount Marbu, one that was previously unknown to modern scientists. Last week, the BBC's Jonah Fisher joined the researchers for a look around.
When scientists first came into this forest, they knew almost at once that it had hardly been touched by the outside world. There was very little sign of trees having been chopped or burned, and there's very little here in the way of paths.
Dr. Julian Baylis is the man at the head of a British-funded project. Dr. Baylis headed to Marbu, verified that it was indeed forest, and after a few calculations, was astounded at his find.
I then got back out the satellite imagery, looked again at Google Earth, knew that this area that we'd discovered was rainforest, and it was at that stage that it started to emerge that we were dealing with potentially the largest piece of rainforest in southern Africa, which was amazing.
Excited by the discovery of such pristine forest, scientists have rushed in search of new species. Bill Branch is a leading reptile expert. Of the seven reptiles he's analysed on Marbu, six are potentially new species. Chameleons are of particular interest, and they can only be found at night.
At night, chameleons go onto thin branches to sleep, often to the ends of thin branches, because that way, whilst they're sleeping, if a predator tries to crawl along the branch like a snake, they can feel the vibration, and then they can just drop off to the ground. This particular chameleon, we're not sure if it's a new species. I suspect it may be, but it may be just closely related to one on mountains quite close to here.
There's a female, Steve.
Really?
There's a female over there. Yeah, I got him.
Well, you got the same thing.
That's a new species of butterfly.
As well as four butterflies, there have also, among others, been new species of freshwater crab and snake. In fact, it's pretty hard not to find a new species on Marbu.
But I was just sitting on a path, picking my way through a bit of rotten wood, and I came across what looks like a scorpion to me. I've brought it to Dr. Baylis in a little pot. So, what do you make of what I've found?
Well, Jonah, this is a pseudoscorpion of the family Pseudoscorpionidae. This is the first one we've ever come across in our visits to Marbu. This is my sixth visit. We're going to send this down to a specialist in South Africa who's going to hopefully ID it. But there's a very high chance that this is a new species.
It's really an indication then of just how new everything here is on Mount Marbu, that you don't really have to look very hard to find a new species.
Well, that is proving to be the case. A high percentage of all the species we're finding in the animal, you know, the zoological, the taxonomic groups are turning out to be new. It is absolutely unheard of. This is unique.
And without wishing to sound too egotistical, is there any chance it might be named after me?
There is a chance it might be named after you, Jonah, but maybe the BBC might enjoy a pseudoscorpion named after them.
It's now up to the Mozambique authorities to decide what happens to Marbu. With the forest having thrived in its anonymity, the scientists are hoping they've now proved that Marbu is unique and deserves official protection.
That's the BBC's Jonah Fisher on Mount Marbu, Mozambique, a rich rainforest heretofore unknown to scientists. Much more news still to come on The World. This is PRI.